Hello and welcome to episode 77 of the Paul Norton podcast. Just looking back, I've actually not recorded a podcast since December of 2024, which is absolutely mind-boggling. Life has just gotten the way and just a lot of stuff has happened. Since the last episode, I've become a dog. I've become a dad. Dad dog. Got myself a golden retriever, Ellie. So she's now 7 months. That's been a handful. I brought her over to Spain and back. And yeah, I'm now in the transition of moving back to Ireland full time. So that's exciting. New chapter after being away for nearly 14 years since mine passed away. So it's been a while. But today's episode is a solo episode. And today I want to talk about something that's not really spoken about in the health and fitness industry. And I'm seeing this becoming more and more of just not an issue, but it comes up a lot. And I've gone through this myself. Now, if you're someone who's always trying to, let's say, diet or lose weight, and maybe you get to a certain point, maybe it's 3 months in or it's 4 months in, maybe it's 6 months in, and you fall off the wagon and you tell yourself that you're not committed, or you tell yourself that there must be something wrong because you can't stick to it, or you find yourself in this rut of now's not the right time, or I can never commit to anything. Every time I try it, I keep on failing and crashing, and it's just not for me. And a lot of this comes off the back of losing weight. You might have lost 5 kg or 10 kg, but all of a sudden you get to a point where you feel that you can't commit, or it's not sustainable, or something like that. Now, we have the other perspective where we're maybe not seeing results and we find it hard to stick to something, whether it's from restrictive dieting or whether it's from tracking calories, whatever it may be. There's two ways. But today I want to speak about this because it's something I've gone through myself. And we have to understand that when we are looking to, whether it's lose weight, get stronger, get fitter, do a handstand, whatever it may be, in order to achieve that result, you initially have to become a different person. Because for a lot of us, maybe you as well, you might remember a time when you were 20 kg lighter. You might have been this way all of your life. And for me, I spent years and years in my own body being 115, 16 kg. Getting used to being in the shower and looking down, not seeing anything. Always wearing extra large clothes. Always being intimate with my partner with the lights off. As you can see, I don't edit these podcasts. I just like to speak from a few notes here and just go raw, because that's the best way. So if I make mistakes, I do apologize, and we'll move on. But I've been there, and for so long, that's who it was. If I felt down on myself, I'd have a bag of crisps, I'd have chocolate, have KFC, have pizza. Because to me, being a bigger person, I was comfortable. People didn't judge me. People nearly celebrated to an extent, because the friends I hung around with were maybe all the same as me. They didn't look after themselves. So when I was trying to lose weight at the very start, I struggled so much with my own mindset, because I would lose 5 kg, I'd see my body change, but it was so foreign to me. It would feel weird seeing my clothes get looser, and I didn't like it. And then I tell myself that it's not worth it, and it was too uncomfortable, and I would always try sabotage myself. Because I have to understand too that in order for me to change, I have to become a different person, a different version of myself. And what I'm doing is I'm leaving the old version behind. But that's scary, because if all you've ever known is this, the idea of change is terrifying. It's like when you go to a new job, is terrifying. If you've ever changed school, it's terrifying. When you've maybe went on a date for the first time, it's terrifying because it's not what you're used to. You know, it's much easier to just stay where we are, do what we're doing, because we know it's safe there. We know that that's our safe place. So a lot of times when we are trying to lose weight or get stronger or do something differently, we start to tell ourselves why it's not working out, why we're not good enough, why it's not the right time. And we have all these reasons and excuses why it's not going to work. It's the wrong time. I'm too busy. I'm not in the right headspace. I've got too much going on. Money, everything. I've been there before. But realistically, if we fell and broke our teeth and the dentist wanted $3,000 or $2,000 to fix our teeth or $2,000, we'd pay the money. If we broke our phone, we'd get our phone fixed. If we had to get an engine for a car, we'd spend 2,000 euro in the car. But when it comes to our health and fitness, when we are going through them stages, we will tell ourselves that we don't have the money or it's not worth it. And in some cases, that's true. But 9 times out of 10, I've been there before, we tell ourselves that story. I remember telling myself that I sure can't afford it, it's too expensive. I can't afford to pay 50 or 60 euros on a coach each week. Sure, it's nonsense. But then I'd go spend 120 euros each week, even 200 euros, $200, drinking beer on the weekends. Or tell myself, sports massage is too expensive. Can't afford 60 euros for a sports massage. But then I spend 120 euros a week in KFC because it was much easier to stay in my comfort zone than not move on forward. And that kept me in such a rut for years and years and years. And it's not a nice place to be. And again, I'm seeing this so much lately with people who are, they start something to do so well. And around that, you know, 4 to 6 months sticking mark is when they feel that they can't commit or they feel like that it's too much for them. And a lot of the time, this comes back down to the identity because it's so foreign. And you kind of have to just not accept it, but try look at it from a different perspective. Try break it down because we will tell ourselves all the reasons why it's never going to work, all the reasons why it's not going to happen now, all the reasons why it's better next year. It's better to do it in 2 years' time when we have less on, when we have more money, when we have less dramas in work or boyfriend or girlfriend trouble. But realistically, them dramas are always going to be there. So I want to try to reframe your mindset. You're not broken, by the way. Biggest here is to just get back to the basics. And, you know, one thing that's really helped me over the years is nearly just understanding that we are going to change and things are going to be different. Because a lot of time is that maybe we've tried, and this is what I found, is that maybe in the past we've done restrictive diets or we've done crash diets or fad diets. We've got great results and then the weight has come back on all of a sudden. And maybe we've done this for so long. And what happens is we get results really quickly. We feel amazing. Weight comes back on. We go back to that slimming club or slimming world. And we do the exact same thing again. Quick results, then crash again. And maybe we've done this 5 or 6, 7 times. And then what happens is then that maybe we go at a bit more of a slow, sustainable approach. And this is the common trend that I'm seeing in the industry right now, is that you'll have done certain diets for years and years, crash diets, X, Y, Z, got results, went away, waking back on, and you repeat the process. And then when you go to a more sustainable long-term approach, what happens is then it's a bit more slower. And the results are coming, but they're coming slower than before. But you're probably seeing more results over a long period of time. And you get to that sticking point where you feel like it's too much or you can't commit. And again, a lot of this comes back down to what you've been used to. Because if you've been used to getting quick results, seeing results, you know, you've done a 6-week shred plan or an 8-week shred plan and you've got results really fastly, or maybe you've done, you know, you've taken an injection, whatever it may be. And then when you go to look at a more sustainable approach, a long-term approach, you get to that 4-month mark or 6-month mark. And what goes through your head is that you're not ready for change. Number two is that you feel like it's not working because you're used to getting faster results. It's about looking at the long term. Look at brushing your teeth. It's a habit. It's a habit that we've built for years and years. My nephew is 2, 2.5, tell me that. And he doesn't brush his teeth yet. His sister brushes his teeth. But like, he'll be like, you know, 3, maybe 4 years of brushing it when his mother brushing his teeth. And he'll start doing it himself. But the habit's already been ingrained. So he's had 4 years of that habit of brush your teeth at night time, morning time, ingrained into him. So when he gets older, it becomes part of his identity. But when we look at weight loss, health and fitness, me or you have been trying to lose weight or trying to get in shape for 6 weeks, let's say even 4 months. And then we go through a time where maybe we're not seeing results fast enough, or maybe it gets a bit difficult. And then we end up quitting or failing. We don't even fail. We just end up stopping and going backwards because we've not built the habits around the lifestyle. Weight loss and fat loss, any goal, is built around habits. It's not the diet plan that fail or don't work. It's not the exercise plan that fails and doesn't work. It's the habits you've built around your lifestyle. Because if your habits are not strong enough to have you exercising regularly, to have you doing daily walks, to have you eating more protein, to have you getting to bed earlier, then it's never going to be sustained. And again, that's all part of your identity. Because when you're 6 months in, you've just about built a habit. And then it becomes a bit foreign because when you get to that point where you feel like you cannot commit to the results, what's happened is it's that halfway point between the old you and the new you. And I know it sounds a bit far-fetched. You're probably going to say, you're talking waffle. Maybe I am. But this is what happens because it's so foreign. Like you've spent the last 4 to 6 months building these habits every single day. The same shit, day in, day out. It's boring. It's not glamorous. It's not attractive by any means. But it works. You're seeing results. But your body doesn't like this because it's very foreign. Because you're about to leave the old part of you. The old part of you just wakes up out of bed, rolls out of bed, goes to bed late, has caffeine or alcohol late at night time, has really bad sleeps, doesn't exercise, eats shit, doesn't prepare. It's not in control of your life. You're at that point of leaving that old person behind you. And your body, brain, is not like this. And it will try to do everything it can to make sure that you do not go down this path. And, you know, that's scary for the body. And I've been there more times than I can remember. And it is not ideal by any means. But it's normal. It's all part of the process. It's part of the process of changing. When you can accept the boring stuff, accept that stuff may be bland, when you can nearly accept that, okay, this is going to take me 12 months. And yes, this may be involve me doing the same stuff over and over again, having the same similar foods over and over again, going to bed at the same time, less screen time, exercising 3, 4, or 5 times a week, getting my daily walks in, if it's raining, putting the jacket on. It's about understanding that these processes are going to help you get the results, but it's about the habits. The habits are going to be a big one. And no, you don't have to give up all your goodies or your wines or your takeaways, your biscuits, but realistically, if the habit you have has you having takeaways every single weekend, your results are not going to happen unless you're training very intensely for 7 days a week. But realistically, if your habit involves you having takeaways every single weekend, takeaways on a Friday night, drinks on a Friday night, whatever it may be, getting them results is going to be much harder. Now, when you've got the results, it's far more easier. Why? Because you're a new person. For me, if I have takeaway and a sarda, maybe some beers, it's not going to have a detrimental effect as it would if it was the old me trying to lose weight. Because at the moment, if I gain a kg or two, or if I don't lose weight, I'm okay because I've lost my 40 kg. I've got to a point where I feel good. I'm strong. I'm, you know, in good enough shape. But if I'm trying to lose weight, actually trying to lose body fat, me having them takeaways, me having them sweets and biscuits and almond croissants, it's not going to help me by any means. It'll probably take me a step back further. And again, it's just a habit. The two lifestyles are different. If I look at the old me back when I was losing weight in New Zealand, like it was 115 kg. I remember like going to, I was in construction job, project manager. And like, you know, I wake up in the morning, I'd have, for breakfast, we'd stop in a garage and I'd get a pie and an energy drink. Then for smoker, which is like, you know, 10 o'clock tea, I'd have, I think maybe like a piece of fruit, but then I'd have half like a tea and like a big massive cookie from the vending machine, sometimes too. Then for dinner, it'd be leftovers, which is normally like a massive bowl of rice and like chicken curry. Not much chicken, just a lot of rice. And then for dinner, then again, it could be any. And it'd be always followed by some sort of dessert, ice cream or biscuits, or I'd have a cup of tea and might have a hobnobs. That was a lifestyle. That was a lifestyle I had ingrained like for years and years and years. On a Friday night, should we get takeaways? Go drinking on a Saturday night. And then Sunday, feeling like death. What happens? Go for takeaways on the Sunday night. Normally an Indian. Every single Sunday was just the routine that we had, I had. And the habits. But them habits made me gain all that weight. Them habits kept me at 115, 16 kg. And it was only one day I got a pain in my chest. I was like, oh, this needs to change. Tried to lose weight. Lost the first 5 kg. Felt it was too hard. Couldn't commit to it. And told myself that wasn't the right time. And all that was wrong is I was just scared. Because I was so used to my takeaways in the weekend. So used to my cookies. The foods that make me feel good. That's what it was designed to do. So it was so hard for me to leave the old Paul to this new Paul who was meal prepping, having oats and having protein powders and having chicken and having like less rice and less carbs and no takeaways and no alcohol. That was really hard for me. I struggled for so long. Probably took me 2 or 3 years before I actually could actually lose the weight steady. Because every time I would fail, I would reverse back and gain. If I lost 5 kg, I'd gain 6 kg. If I'd lose 4 kg, I'd gain 5 kg back. It was just a real negative, vicious cycle. And I go through periods as well. Like, if I look at the last 2 weeks of, you know, being back in Ireland, 3 weeks, my diet has been horrendous. Like, eating far too much sweets and chocolates and biscuits. And that's okay as well. But it's not a one-off. And I've been doing this so regularly, it's become a habit. So like next week, I'm going back to, come back to Spain for 2 weeks. And I know that'll break my habit. Where I'll go over there and I won't be, you know, living at home here. I have no shit in the house. And I can be in control and make better habits. Because it's all about the habits. But going back to when I was looking to lose weight. When I started to eat regularly nutrient-dense foods, watched my foods, cut out the sweets and the chocolates and the biscuits and the croissants, cut down the alcohol, didn't have takeaways every single weekend, went to the gym 5-6 times a week, got my daily walks in regardless of the rain. When I'd done this on a consistent basis, day in, day out, I started to lose weight. And then when I lost that, you know, 35 to 40 kg, I've ingrained them habits. Even now, like I haven't gone to the gym today and it is annoying me because it's a habit. Just work was busy today, meeting a friend soon, And it's just been a hectic day and I've not gone to gym and it's annoying me. It's like, it's frustrating me, but that's a good thing to have. Doesn't mean I'm broken. Doesn't mean I'm too obsessed. It's like, no, the gym is part of my life. It's part of who I am, being active. And I just feel a bit, ugh. I've also had a little bit of shit today, a bit too much like chocolate, and I feel blah because my body's not used to it. Because the habits, and I can actually see how easy it is to fall back into old habits. I could easily just not go to gym and just eat shit all the time and just, you know, sit down, not move. It'd be so easy. But even today, no gym, eating more shit foods, I feel like blah, I feel puggy. And that's not a nice place to be or a nice feeling to have. And that's just doing the habits. My body is not used to this new person per se. And everything in my body is telling me to have the apple, have the XYZ, and vice versa. So when you've built habits in one direction, when you start to switch some habits, that's where the issue comes in. Just like you, when you've got to the point where you feel like you can't commit, or it's not worth it, or it's pointless, you're at that crossroads. And it's really important to be aware of where you're at and be aware of them feelings. Don't diss them. Let the feelings come out. Let them be present. But also tell yourself that this is normal. It's part of the process. I'm not broken. I am committed and I can do this. And I am going to do this. I'm going to push on forward. Because telling yourself it's not the right time, sure, I'll just start on Monday, or I can't do it now, I have too much on. This is your health and fitness. This is your life. If you were told you need a heart transplant, would you say to the doctor, I know it's okay, I'm going to stop looking after myself because it now isn't the right time? Definitely not. Like, if your life depended on it, if it was a heart transplant and you were told you have to eat healthy foods the whole time, eat good foods, reduce the alcohol, reduce the junk foods, reduce the processed foods, reduce takeaways, you're going to walk every single day, you're going to reduce screen time, you're going to get to bed early, you're going to exercise on a regular basis, go to the gym, whatever it may be, you have to do that to get in your heart. Of course you're going to do it. If the doctor says to you, it'll take you 12 months, you would do it. You're not going to say, ask your doctor, look it, now is the right time, so I can't do it. Have the same value in health and fitness and you will be unstoppable. Have that mindset shift. When you can have that mindset shift and look at this as a lifestyle change, not just a change in the scales, a lifestyle change, make this part of who you are. Look at the person you want to become. Is the person you want to become 20 kg lighter, 10 kg lighter? Is the person you want to become someone who can do handstand walks? Is the person you want to become someone who can fit into two smaller dress sizes or short sizes? If so, what habits do you have to pick up in order to become that person? I'll say that again. What habits do you need to pick up to become that person? Here's an example. Let's say you are overnight, you wake up tomorrow and you've become a world-class boxer. Let's say you're top of the range, you're like the whoever Tyson Fury, you're a main man or main woman, you're top of the notch, okay? What habits do you think you would have to do on a day-to-day basis to be at that level? Do you think that person at that level eats takeaways every single weekend, who doesn't go to the gym, who doesn't walk every single day, who drinks 3 or 4 times a night, who's always out and about, who's always getting up late, who always goes to bed late, on their phone, screen time? Definitely not. The person, a boxer, what's their lifestyle like? They're in the gym regularly. They're exercising regularly. They're eating good and nutritious foods. They reduce alcohol intake. They reduce takeaways, processed foods. They watch their sleep. They watch their screen time. They have good discipline and good self-care. They are taking on the identity. So the identity you take on, you have to switch into that person. So I would say write down, who do you want to become? What does the person in 12 months want to say? You want to look back and say, you know, my name is Joanna or Susan and I've lost 20 kg. I've lost 30 kg. I now fit 2 dress sizes smaller. My sex life is through the roof. My partner is more attracted to me in X, Y, Z. I've got more motivation. I'm attracted to my partner more. life is more energetic. Life is more exciting. I've got a spring in my step. My kids are saying how happy I am. All my work colleagues are saying, wow, you've lost so much weight. You look amazing. What's your trick? For you to become that person, what habits do you need to do on a daily basis to become that person? Yes, it's going to be hard. No, it's not going to be easy. Is it going to be boring? Yes. Is it going to be the same stuff on a daily basis? Yes. Nothing ever changes. Your nutrition, your exercise, your sleep, it's all the same stuff. Eat less food than we are eating now. Move more, sleep better, drink more water, eat more protein, get your greens, get your vegetables, reduce the processed foods, reduce takeaways, reduce alcohol intake. They're the stuff, the basic fundamentals that have been around forever. But what's lacking is the habits around them. It's not the diet plan that works. It's not an exercise plan. Every coach is the exact same. That coach is there to hold you to a higher standard, to a higher accountability. Now, every program is going to be different. Some coaches might do weekly check-in, monthly check-in. For me, I've got clients who do daily check-ins. Unlike Big Brother, I will hold my clients accountable and support them in every single direction because that's what's most important. But again, for me to be the best coach I want to be, who do I have to become? What habits do I have to endure to become the best coach for my clients? I have to be a coach who studies more, who practices what they preach, who's also trying to have a balanced lifestyle but not overdoing it. If I pick up these habits, I'll become the best coach there is. The very same for you. It sounds simple. But just start by this. Get a pen and paper right now or whenever you're home or listen to this. Write down 7 things that the newer you, the version of you in 12 months' time is going to say. And then when you have them 7 things, whether it's weight loss or feeling better or happier, then beside it, write down, okay, what habits do I need to do to achieve them results? Don't look at it as what diet or what training plan. Look at it as habits. Because the diet plan isn't going to make a difference if your habit's not on point. Get into the habit of having protein every single meal. Get into the habit of having 2-3 bits of fruit every single day. Get into the habit of reducing portion sizes. Get in the habit of reducing processed foods. Get in the habit of having more whole foods. Get in the habit of tracking your food. Get in the habit of walking every single day. Get into the habit of getting to the gym 3-4 times a week. Get into the habit of sending someone, you know, an accountability post. It could be a friend. It could be your coach. Say, hey, here's a screenshot. I've done this. These are the habits that we want to ingrain because when we can ingrain these habits, guess what? It becomes part of your identity, just like brushing your teeth. Brushing your teeth becomes something that we do on a regular basis because it's been ingrained in us since we were children. All we've ever known is brushing our teeth. That's all we've ever known, brushing our teeth, nighttime, morning time, maybe sometime in the midday. But that's just a habit that we've built. We've had to endure them little habits. And again, there's no process to it, really. Brush your before the bed, brush in the morning. Like, it's simple enough habit. But look at your health and fitness just like that. It's all about the habits. You cannot build habits in 4 months or 6 months. You cannot change identity in 4 months or 6 months. Look at the bigger picture. You spend a year building these habits, you will have them habits for life. But also accept that you are going to change as a person. People are not going to like it. People are going to judge you. People are going to begrudge you. People are going to not want to be friends with you. But also, you're not going to want to be friends with them. Because when you've lost XYZ, when you've done XYZ, and you're hanging around people who are the opposites, it will get you down. Like, I've got friends who are not in good shape. And when I'm in their company, it just drives me down. Like, I will go there, I'll speak and stuff, but if I spend too long with them people, they drag me down because they're constantly moaning, giving out, eating shit, not looking after bodies, making excuses why they can't do X, Y, Z. And it drags me down. And the other end of it is then I'd have people who judge me or look at him, who we think he is. He thinks the right fellow going around in the gym, doing this, doing that. you're always going to have it. People will say the same to you when you've done amazing, you know. And I've had this lately with some people and clients, and people saying, oh yeah, you must be on the Ozempic, you've lost so much weight. It's like, no, I just done the hard work and done the stuff that wasn't so glamorous. And, you know, my clients are getting comments like, oh, that can't be right. Look at you, you've lost so much weight. You must be on the Ozempic. It's like, no. But people will try to bring you down every crossroads. You can do so well and do so much, but people will still try to drag you down and bring you down to their level. It's absolutely bonkers. But remember, all that matters is the habits that you build over time. The habits are going to help you have a healthier, happier, more fulfilled lifestyle. That's all that matters. And if that means saying no to something, think of it this way. You're saying yes to your goals. You say no to the pizza or the carbonara, you're saying yes to your goals. And just to leave it on that, there's a big difference between getting the result and aiming for that result. When you've got, there's a big difference between having the result and getting the result. When you have the result, whether you've lost 20, 30, 40, 50 kg, you've toned up or leaned up, whatever it may be, it's far more easier to maybe have the pizza or carbonara at that stage compared to having the pizza or carbonara is trying to lose the weight. If we can be disciplined from the get-go and say, okay, no, I'm really giving myself this 12 weeks here or 14 weeks or 16 weeks to lose X, Y, Z, that's going to put you in a far better position mentally down the future. But if we try, and I've seen this, I've been doing this for nearly 6-7 years now. When we try to have this word balance, it's never a success. Trying to have takeaways on the weekend and then trying to lose weight, it's very difficult. Because let's say takeaway is 2,000 calories. You'd have to be cutting your calories by 200-300 each day to just save up them calories. It's not worth it. The better option is have better options. Can you make a takeaway? Can you maybe have less? Can you maybe say no to something? Again, comes down to the habits that you build around your day-to-day lifestyle. Again, short and sharp. Hope that was helpful in some shape or form. Again, that was just a little bit of feedback from what I've noticed lately and even going through my own little journey. So I hope this gave you some insight, it gave you some help. And I hope, you know, from this year, you're able to go, actually, I'm going to get back on track. Hopefully it motivates you to take action. As always, if this is a good podcast, if you like listening to it, please, you know, tag me in your stories, share it to me, send me a DM. I'd love to know your feedback. Was it good? How did it go? And yeah, hope all is well. And I look forward to next week. Adios.